a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Hour number two underway here on the Midnight Rider tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, on KU Satellite, and on low power FM and AM stations all across the country. I want to say hello to everybody operating those low power FM and AMs. It's important, the job you're doing, and want to thank all of our affiliates for carrying the program and the network tonight and every night. And it's very much appreciated, and we're glad to be there. Talking tonight with William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. We're talking about how you can be a part of taking our country back and doing it from the inside out, where you get involved with your local precincts. And as we went to the break, William was talking about the top of the tier, the National Committee. William, go ahead and pick up your thought from there.
Okay. Well, the National Committee is the top layer of the party organization. Remember, this is corporations we're talking about here. And whereas the precinct captains and the county committeemen are down at the local level, these people are themselves county committeemen and precinct captains, now advanced all the way to the top level. But what's important to understand here is that when a presidential candidate is nominated at a national convention, in this case St. Paul, Ron Paul in St. Paul, 2008, if Ron Paul were nominated, he would then have the opportunity to designate his national committee chairman. And in this process, then, a transformation so drastic and so sweeping would begin in the Republican Party that Ron Paul would essentially and effectively decapitate the old party. The party platform for the RNC, and I'm sure the same can be said of the Democratic Party, but the RNC platform is available online at their website, the Republican National Committee, and just Google it and then go in and look at it. But it's a 92-page PDF file, Adobe Acrobat or Reader, and you can pull it out and read it, copy it to your disk or look at it and study it. But you'll see that it largely is a love fest for George W. Bush and all of the war on terror and all of the things that we've heard about ad nauseum in the news, etc. But threaded out throughout this entire platform is their ongoing drive towards, if you will, a new world order.
Right.
And so we need to understand that the idea of coming in as a third party would be so vehemently repelled from the, you know, against all borders, if you will, that their chances of success are limited. Now, when one goes out to vote for a constitutional presidential candidate, what you're doing is helping gain ballot access. But your chance of succeeding with that candidate is extremely slim. Now, how do we start to take our countries back? We do
hold,
that.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. We'll grab it on the other side. William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. are my guests tonight here on the Midnight Rider, and we'll find out how we start to take this all back on the other side. If you want to be a part of the program, 800-313-9443.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Been going on a long time, and a lot of us just weren't aware of it, how all this works. We're finding out tonight here with William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr., and as we went to the break, William was about to unleash the secret on us. Well, okay, William, lay it on us.
Okay, basically it runs just exactly as Jim has laid out. We know which office we need to pursue, and we need to pursue it immediately, because the time, will it will be 2 years before we get another opportunity to become actively involved as elected committee men and committee women on whichever party you choose to run with, precinct captain, precinct executive, whatever it's known as. But the person that is really the power broker here is the county clerk. The county clerk in most counties is known as the election authority. Now, yes, in fact, and in fact, according to standing rules and bylaws, the party, the major party, the established parties, can have a say in how votes are counted. However, parties are given a statutory standing, if you will, and a loose framework.
but they're left up to themselves to operate autonomously, to organize themselves and conduct their business. The county clerk, on the other hand, is an agent of the state, and the state controls the county clerks through statutes and statutory law and precedent. And so the idea here is to at once become dedicated to becoming county committee men and county committee women in your precincts and help to get others, as many as you can. For instance, let's take a county that has 20 precincts. You need to have 10 couples, husbands and wives, boys and girls, county committee men and county committee women, to get 50-50 on that county committee. You need 11 couples to be able to have a majority position. From the standpoint of the county clerk's office, it is the county clerk in this area that has basically sold out their birthright and brought in electronic voting systems. And it would be the county clerk replacement that would be able to then take those electronic voting systems into the county courtyard and, using a blunt instrument, bash them into the black boxes that they sit on top of, called garbage cans, for the ballots. That could be done immediately. They could campaign on a paper ballot issue, and we could do that now.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sitting here watching this recount in New Hampshire, and they're using the very same machines, these Scantron machines that we use here in Oklahoma. And it really makes you wonder how many votes are lost. I mean, it's definitely time we go back to a paper count until they can come up, one, with a method for giving you a receipt, and two, ensuring that these dadgum things work and that they can't be hacked.
I don't need a receipt. It's too easy with a calculator or any kind of an adding device like that to produce a receipt to hand to you and a different number to go someplace else. When it's electronically done, it cannot be controlled.
Yeah. The thing that has to be sought out in the elections is paper ballots kept in the ballot box has to be kept in public sight all day and make sure there's no false bottom or anything. The ballots have to be dumped out at closing time and then counted right there in front of all factions, everyone able to or invited to observe, and then the results posted before they leave the precinct. There is a national clean elections lawsuit that Mr. Robert Schultz of We the People has filed before the federal courts right now, and it goes through in some detail, I think it's 14 steps, on how to conduct an election in each precinct, in each polling place, and then what should be done at the state and national level. And that way, because William said, I don't really need a receipt to know how I voted. I know how I voted. Right. I need to know how the 10,000 people, and since I would be the 100,000 people in my city voted, or the 8 million people in my state voted, or the 100 million people in the country voted. And that can best be done by citizens at each precinct from all factions who sign the results at the end, just like they just did in the Iowa caucus, which is actually done correctly. And the people that were there said that at the end they counted them. They said, does everybody agree? Yes. And then they sign off. And you have witnesses from several factions, our fellow Americans from several factions in each precinct then that would testify to the results. That's what we need. What we have now is they're snatching the ballots away from the people in 49 and a half states, and then they take them down behind police guard, and then four computer companies, Hart, Sequoia Election System Services, and Diebold, which is now called Premier, same company, though, really, they then count the ballots in secret, and the secretaries of states have certified or delegated to them the so-called authority to do this, and we're just taking it as an act of blind faith with no checks and balances on Election Day that what they announce is true. So
right.
Then we got to depend, you might say, somebody might say, well, surely when there is ballots, in South Carolina just the other week, there was no ballots, but when there is ballots, you say, well, when can the citizens see the ballots? Well, you're supposed to put in a request, and you might get to see some of the ballots 3 weeks later. But if I was a crook and a magician crook, I would know how to switch the ballots in one day. So the chain of custody is broken by the time they bring those ballots out. So right, if taking over the position that it determines how the ballots are counted, or the in our county we have a board of elections, taking over the board of elections, that would allow each county immediately to restore honest voting, and that's what's so powerful. One of the things that's so powerful about the precinct system and electing a good county party chair.
And also, yeah, because you know, because one of the things that I've noticed, Jim, in looking at some of these numbers from the New Hampshire recount, is that it will seem that the amount of votes that someone will pick up, like in the case of Ron Paul, he'll pick up a few votes in certain precincts, but there will be almost the same amount of votes that he picks up that are taken out during the recount to make it almost a zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. And it really makes you sit and wonder what's going on here.
Yeah, there's some good analysis out there, and there's one gentleman in Minnesota just sent me an analysis of the South Carolina vote and the Florida vote, and he shows that, for instance, in one county, the first, I think the first four precincts or five precincts, Ron Paul got 210 votes. Then the next 65 precincts, he gets zero votes. Okay, right. Possible, but very strange. Oh, I think William had something to throw in here.
I do, because if you go back and look at how we're being dialogued into this, we started with this phony election down in Florida and in Louisiana and Kansas City, Missouri. And then immediately, miraculously, Kit Bond and others come forward with the Help America Vote Act, as if we need to help to vote, which to me is an affront. And that was when I came onto this hunt, brought my dog in on this thing, and started doing research. But if we continue to allow the federal government and the state governments to push us around into all these false flag areas, we just waste time and decades go by. So I say that what we need to do is take our country back precinct by precinct, county by county, and state by state. And so we take back the election right in your county at the election authority, whether that be a board or an individual person. Now, this is where the marvel of these meetup groups come in, because I was there. I was present the day that our county bought off on these Diebold optical scanning devices. And I watched the Atkins man demonstrate the machine. And I also was able to look around in the room. And I think the average age of the election judges was someplace above 65. And they were sold on this thing because isn't it easy? You, after that 13-hour grueling day, you get to go home earlier. Now, it's the same drill that the people are sold by the media, is that we want to have the results in before Johnny Carson comes on or whoever took his place. And that's completely antithetical to a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. It goes against everything that we believe in. So there can be nothing more sacred than the ballot if we're going to have an electoral process. So in order to go back here now, we need to go back to the meetup groups, I believe, because we have this window of opportunity, and it's from the meetup groups that we can get new election judges and new blood, young people, homeschooled, conscious, constitutionally conscious, lights on, fully aware, and start to rebuild the system from the ground up. We need to make a deposit in our bank of civic duty.
And the good thing
Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, add briefly, the good thing about the young people is that they are not mesmerized by these computers. They know that any computer can be hacked and fixed and pre-programmed and programmed to do false things. Where honestly, when I was 26 years old back in the 70s, I was noticing that and I don't know much about computers except how to use Word and press Enter and all that kind of stuff, click and point. But I noticed that the older folks who at that time were, you know, in their 60s and 70s, as you say, they were at that time 40 years older than me. I'm 54 now, but I noticed they were in awe of these computers. They believed that these companies serving them were just almost infallible, like the angels from heaven came down and ran everything. And, of course, the young people are not so deceived. They know that you cannot trust these computers, and that's a big plus in our favor as we try to get people pointed in the right direction.
Well, you know, look at how long it's taken some, you know, people to come awake, if you will. And it's a process. It's a learning process. I mean, to throw away everything that you were taught in school, to throw away all of the things that you thought were valuable in your life, to realize that it was all a pack of lies, and to begin over again is an ordeal. It's a grueling process. It also takes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of dedicated study. You know, George W. Bush, it's in the platform. He says that he'd like to have everybody donate 4,000 hours in the course of their life to community service. Well, I'll see you, George, and I'll raise you 4,000 more. I know how much time it takes, and I know how important this race is. And so we must dedicate and redouble ourselves towards taking back this country by learning how to do our duty.
Right. Back in just a minute with more Mark in Minnesota's Holding. We'll talk to him after the break. This is the Midnight Rush.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Here on the Midnight Rider tonight, we're talking with Jim Condit Jr. and William Roberts about working from the bottom up and how you can affect change in your city, your town, county, state, and even in the end nationally. Let's take a phone call. Mark in Minnesota, thank you for holding. You're on with William and Jim. Welcome to the program.
Yes, curiosity. Like on these voting machines, why couldn't they put a digital counter on them, and you take a receipt, write your name, your address, you put it in the machine, it prints the serial number, it prints the date, it prints the number you voted on that particular machine, and it prints out who you voted for. And at the end of the day, they take a running tally on that machine. That way they would have to cheat every machine, and And you could take your receipt that was run, that you got, that was written on, and when it comes down, if there was a discrepancy, everybody could drop them off at so many different places under, let's say, Ron Paul's chosen few. And when you show them the receipts with the date and the number of what you voted, there is a double check and a receipt that you have in your hand. So if it says that machine came up with this number and you say, hey, this is the number of receipts we have that were stuck in the machine, this is the serial number of the machine, and where is the discrepancy?
Gentlemen, let me add an additional question to that. I mean, what he's suggesting would be difficult to do because of the lack of transparency in the process as it stands now. Would that not be right?
You want to take that one, Jim?
Well,
You don't go into a cash machine and not go away with a receipt.
Yeah, but well, see, the thing of it is, let's say that we said, and some people are doing this. They're doing it in Florida. They're doing something like it in Florida and Texas. And another idea was just to have people download an affidavit and send it into a central place. In Texas and Florida, they're actually standing outside some of the precincts and trying to get affidavits for how people voted. Okay, but. See, the problem is, let's say that we suspect, we do that, we give everybody a receipt, and we suspect, well, gee, this doesn't seem right. You know, the McCain got four times as many votes as Ron Paul. The problem is, you can never collect, even under 200, 300 people, you can never get them back together to all bring the receipts. Plus, a lot of people are going to say, no, I'm not going to show you how I voted, you know. So the problem with the receipt process is that you can't collect. It's like the feathers from the pillow from the top of the mountain. You can't ever collect them all back together. Some people are going to actively oppose showing you what the receipt was. That's why there's no substitute, and I'm just not speaking off the top of my head here tonight. This goes back to the Colliers in the 80s and Ron Keller and candidate Joe Cooper in the 60s and everybody that's really looked into this for the last four decades. There's no substitute for ballots. It must be kept in public sight all day, at least in the ballot box. I would go for clear ballot boxes, you know, now that we have clear plastic. Dumped out at closing time, counted in front of all citizen factions, and posted at the precinct before the ballots leave the precinct. And then, and of course, there could be some argument there for not the ballots not leaving the precinct. In New Hampshire, they don't. They lock them up in the... They do have to bring them to a central location, but that you lock them up before they leave the precincts to be locked up. You would list the results at the precinct, and there's no substitute for that because it's, as I said, in the system you said, which if theoretically if everybody would come and bring their receipt, it theoretically could work because then you'd have the paper ballot to check the machines, but imagine the difficulty even in one precinct of getting all the people to come back to show their receipt.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's the problem is the fellow that put together the first book about, the guy who built the first personal computer, his name was Adam Osborne, and he wrote a book called Running Wild. I found out about this book from Dr. Gary North. And in that book, he said there's three things that, and even though he was building the first personal computer in the early 70s, he said that there's three things that a computer should never be relied upon for, and one of them was voting. And he didn't, for the reason that it's not transparent. No one can see what's happening in the computer. And as I think William referred to earlier, you can have the computer programmed to show the right thing on the screen, give you the right receipt, but then what it's sending to the mainframe computer is actually a falsified count. So there's all kinds of problems because of the non-transparency of these computers, and I just don't believe there's any way to do it but to throw the computers out completely and bring back in what the Founding Fathers did and where everything is in the open.
And what are the chances of that?
The chances are that if we don't do it, we're going to be in a tyranny, and then we're going to be in a dictatorship soon.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for the call. Back in a minute with more. Lines are starting to fill up. If you want in, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Final half hour here tonight on the Midnight Rider, and we've got a near full board of calls. So if you want to get in, you need to do it right now at 800-313-9443. A longtime sponsor of RBN, Herbal Healer Academy, is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on their ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN. So just about a full board of calls. What I'm going to ask the callers is that you make your points rapidly so we can get everybody in and give our guest an opportunity to respond. Let's go to Bud in Missouri. Bud, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question on, since it's too early to get registered as your committeeman, committeewoman, could we at least do a monitoring of the voting precincts where they use the optical scan so we can at least get a count of how many people actually voted? Does that do any good?
That actually is what we did at Ames, Iowa at the straw poll, and that does do some good because at least then it hems them in on how many people they can say voted that came at least that day. Now, in Florida and in Washington State and some of these states, they're allowing mail-in votes to come in 3 weeks in advance, which is just to muck up the system so nobody can tell what happened. But if you don't have too many early mail-in votes, that at least keeps them somewhat honest on who's voting. But as far as I know, in every place in Ohio, Missouri, and the other states outside of New Hampshire, there's really nothing to watch at the polls. You're watching a machine that you don't know what's happening inside. And so, I would like to see tens of thousands of precincts, voting places in the primaries and November elections, people outside holding signs that say, this is an unconstitutional election. They're hiding from the ballots. They're hiding the ballots from us. We do not accept this election. That's what needs to be said. That's what the ruling elite needs to hear, that we do not accept this election. And someone may say, well, what do you mean you don't accept it? What are you going to do? Well, we're not saying for sure what we're going to do. We just don't accept it. You have an illegitimate government that you can't even prove is elected when you hide the ballots from us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bud. Thanks for calling. Gary in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I found this discussion very interesting tonight. I learned an awful lot about it, the politicking. But, I can go down to Walmart tomorrow and I can take a credit card size calculator, like any number I want to into it. I do a plus one equals, and it goes up by one digit. Amazing. Why can't these machines do that? I know the answer to that because I don't have some guy hanging out in my parking lot out in front of the house with a pocket full of cards that go inside that little calculator. That's one thing, but I'm real interested in this Ron Paul meetup group, people not disbanding after the election come what may, and we need to take over this voting process. Then I've been thinking about marketing a political adjustment, attitude adjustment device. It's a three-stranded rope, 50 feet long, red, white, and blue, with a substantial eye hook that you screw in a branch on a tree. And I'm sure everybody has 10-foot ladder that let them walk up on the top and then kick it out from underneath them. I'll let you go. Have some fun.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg. You know, his comments there remind me of something we've talked about on this program a couple of times, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, called the Battle of Athens.
Oh, yes. Yes, in fact, yeah. I dare say that except for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms up there in Massachusetts, that we, our Network America eWire, made that popular in 2000. You're talking about what happened in Athens, Tennessee in 1946, I think, right?
Correct, indeed, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And that's where you want to tell the story? Or?
Well, I've encouraged our listeners to go and to Google it and listen, but essentially a group of GIs come home after World War II and find the county that they live in, McMinn County, Tennessee, full of corruption and graft and votes being rigged and stolen, and they decided to become poll watchers. And when the sheriff's deputies came in and snatched the votes and took them to the jail for safekeeping, the GIs went to the National Guard Armory, busted in, made off with a bunch of rifles and a .30 caliber machine gun. Some good old boy found some dynamite later in the night, throws it up on the porch, which at that point in time, the sheriff's deputies surrender, and these GIs take their county back, change the entire system of county government, and for the better. And that's a 30-second condensed version.
Well, that's a good condensed condensation. The sheriff's or the boss hog type guy inside with the deputy, his own deputies, They wanted to count the votes in secret, and that's why when the GIs did all that, then all the townspeople went and counted the vote, and the GIs ticket won that had just come back from World War II. Now, if they had not taken action, I wonder who would have won if the corrupt boss was in there with just his deputies counting. Do you think he might have come out and announced that he won?
Exactly. Oh, I'm most sure that he would have indeed. But, folks, if you've not read that, the story is inspiring. It'll knock your socks off. Google the Battle of Athens. I've read two or three different articles on it, and everything that I've read has just been superb about it. And I'm thinking, Jim, seriously, about maybe trying to find some of those gentlemen who were involved and see if any are still alive up there in McMahon County, and maybe try to get them on the show and do a whole program.
That would be great. They would now be probably 80. And they would be somewhere in the range of 85 to 90, but it would be possible that someone would still be alive, you know.
Yeah, and that show would make for a great show.
Sure.
Make for a great show. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Yeah, go ahead.
Mike, before you go to the next caller, let me weigh in on this because it's such an important topic. When we were thinking about this, these various alternatives here, we need to remember that words are really important and that they have meanings. And it's by changing the meanings of words that we get dialogued into these various and sundry programs from which it's very difficult to extricate ourselves.
Right.
In the first place, we need to stop saying voting machines. There are voting machines, and there was a constitutional amendment made in Missouri to go from a hand-counted paper ballot to voting machines. But a voting machine is like a manual typewriter. A voting machine looked like the Iron Maiden. It had a curtain you go into. But it was all based upon a mechanical device. It's a mechanical device. It had wheels and circles and knobs and levers and things that you pull out, and many people might remember voting on them. But what we're talking about today are electronic voting devices, and it's completely different. A manual typewriter, you press your finger in. An old adding machine, you press your finger down, and then wheels whir and things like that. Today, all of the voting is happening electronically. It might have an optical scanning device that goes back and forth, but even if that device doesn't move back and forth, it still reads those pixels in a straight line, even if the carriage doesn't move. It's not a machine. It's an electronic voting device. Now, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor safety, according to Benjamin Franklin. And
agreed.
Bush goes, well, how many of your liberties are you willing to give up? So if we're willing to dialogue into this consensus and go into this concept of electronic voting, the great scam of the century, then we basically have given up our right to place a vote. And Aristotle, in his Politics, he says, they are originally based on a mistake, and as they begin badly, then I cannot fail to end badly. And so we begin on a mistake by accepting anything to do with this system of voting, because we can only end badly by going any further with it. We need to throw them out.
There you go.
Well, and you mentioned, since you mentioned whether it's voting machine or voting device, if you take those words literally, then it's essentially either a machine or a device that votes. It's not the individual that votes. It's the machine or the device doing the actual voting.
Because it's already been programmed. An outcome is inside it originally. It's dialogue to consensus. It's just done electronically.
Yeah, there we go. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody said it yet, but I think it was Stalin that's accredited with saying that it's not who votes that counts, but who counts the votes.
And that says it all in one line, doesn't it? Incidentally, on votefraud.org, on the left-hand side of the page, we got a whole section on with a big picture of Stalin on where that quote came from, and why it's being used so much today, and the pros and cons about whether it can be proven that he said it. But whatever the case
concept.
Is, please?
It's still a good concept.
Oh, it is. It is. And I believe that he did say it, because they did vote. People don't realize this. They did vote in communist Russia. We have a picture from the History Channel of Stalin dropping a paper ballot into a box. But, that line says it all.
Well, it takes all kinds of people to make the world go round, and believe it or not, in the 21st century, we've still got problems with people buying and selling their votes. And the problem that I see with any kind of a machine or any kind of a receipt that shows who you voted for, if you leave the precinct with that, then that is your proof to whoever's paying people to vote. Okay, here you go. Here's your half pint of whiskey, or your here's your $20 or whatever for voting. I see your receipt. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you've been hanging out with the Romney campaign, or what's the deal?
No, I know that we've got billions and billions of dollars at stake, if not trillions.
That's very true.
Military-industrial complex, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. If you can't fix the voting machines, you can find people that are willing to sell their vote at local level or on up.
Well, that's very true. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, William, did you have anything?
Surely do. You made a comment earlier. You enumerated some of the players here with Diebold and Sequoia and ESNS, but we also have this other part of this mix. We can't forget the media. Now,
oh, absolutely.
By taking back the country one precinct, one county, one state at a time, let us not forget that the media is by franchise, that the media is licensed, and whatever is franchised and whatever is licensed can be withdrawn. So right now, they have they're working basically as a cabal in cahoots with, however you want to phrase it, with the two political parties and whoever's running them, whether that be the International Democratic Union or whomever it may be. But they have franchises. And so their franchise to continue to run the media system is dependent upon how well they perform the duties that they're asked or tasked with. And I believe that by taking our country back in the way that we're suggesting, beginning at the meetup group and running it all the way up through the Congress and on beyond that to the presidency, we can then put the ultimatum where it needs to go to Rockefeller and Bronfman and Murdoch and Redstone and Rothschild and Newhouse,
right,
and say no more.
Exactly.
Right, because it's in the media's best interest to go along, because you have an FCC who overnight can just say, well, you know, you having 100 stations, not going to do that anymore. You can have 10. You'd have companies like Clear Channel and CBS, companies like Citadel and these other big, and Infinity, these big broadcast conglomerates, they'd be broke overnight. And that's
well,
why they're so willing to go along.
Program, you know, with the opportunity to program. If they're given license to be on, they can run just about any kind of a propaganda process that they want.
Sure.
They can demean anyone that they want. They can raise up anyone. They can make underpants a big issue. They can make murder inconsequential. So we just really simply have to understand that it's franchise, it's license, and it can be revocable.
And what William just said underscores that while we are theoretically for honest voting, we're not just talking about a theory here. We're talking about the future of the country, who's going to determine the future, what the future of our children and grandchildren are going to be, who's going to direct the world. These are the questions. The whole future, all of humanity, hangs in the balance as to who, basically now, in many ways, who's running the United States government. And this is why there's been such brutal censorship of the five TV networks and Clear Channel Radio and the big daily newspapers against Ron Paul. Because they did not want the people, they wanted to get the process over quickly, and they didn't want the people to have a chance to rally behind someone like Ron Paul to where it got out of hand.
Almost certainly, because everything he says makes sense. I mean, they're afraid of a Perot on steroids.
That's right, yeah.
And had Perot not flaked out and went the way he did, it's quite likely he'd have performed a lot better than what he did in the election. Mike, thanks for the call. Let's take another call. Richard in Austin, thank you for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider with William and Jim.
Hello, Midnight Rider. I'll tell you what, you're a genius having Jim and William on. And Jim and William, I want to congratulate you guys. I've heard y'all on a few shows already. And this message y'all have is so important about working these precincts. I've been doing an Access Cable TV show here in Austin for about 2 years now. And we've been talking about that very thing. And I've learned a lot from you guys because y'all know a lot more about the inside machinery about it than I do. So I'm going to take those ideas and carry them forward. I'm running for precinct chair down here in Austin, and we've got a bunch of Ron Paul folks running for precinct chair. We're going to be going into these precinct conventions and becoming delegates. And so we just got to hope that that's happening all across the country, because what I want you guys to comment on, I know y'all know the process. Tell people about this opportunity that we have to win in a brokered convention scenario. If you guys could lay that out before the end of the show, that'd be great.
Well, excellent that you're running for precinct, and you're doing, if we just had a few hundred thousand Americans doing the same thing from the right angle, would be literally ready to take back the country. And I'm going to be running radio ads for my congressional campaign about this, calling for the arrest of some of the people that that William mentioned, like Sumner Redstone and so forth, who have been committing treason with the way they've been operating the media. So, no, psychologically, we could be on the verge of turning this around, and as long as we don't fall for the psychological warfare coming over the media, that we can't do anything. That's why they try to convince us that we can't do anything.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And everybody listening down in Austin, you see the name Richard Reeves on the ballot? You better be marking it, yes.
Now, regarding the brokered convention, William, you may I'll quickly give my take, and then you give yours. I do not believe that what's happening is that
Hold right there. We'll have about 4 minutes on the other side. Richard, thanks for the call. We'll talk about the brokered convention on the other side in our final segment. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The PerkyLite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyLite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
With our guests, Jim Condit Jr. and William Robertson. This show is going to scum by way too fast. I know there's so much more that we could talk about in the we could probably go, you know, two or three more hours on this. Real quickly, let's talk about a brokered convention.
I'll just say real quick, I don't believe that with all the votes being counted in secret by these four companies, I just don't believe they're going to allow Ron Paul to have enough delegates to be more than fraction of a fraction. And we might, it's up to the host, of course, but we might just have another show just on what to do in practicality from here on in. I'm going to put up a YouTube on youtube.com/Jim Conda Jr. called The Rest of the 2008 Campaign in the next few days and try to lay out what I think would be the most effective. So, William, what do you think?
I would like to start again on another evening at about 11 o'clock, and instead of focusing on the precinct captain and the county committeemen as we have tonight, I'd like to start in on the delegate process and go through the conventions and all of the caucuses and how this process works. It's coming up on us and at us, but right now we have a couple of weeks in most states, and that would be the way I would recommend doing it.
Well, yes. how about we plan a week from tonight, next Thursday night, we do round two?
Thursday or Friday?
Thursday night into Friday morning.
Okay. Okay. You're saying 6 days from now, then.
How about Friday
night? Well, essentially,
yeah. Mike, I have an appointment on Thursday. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about Tuesday?
Next Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm free.
Okay, good.
Okay, that would be...
No, we can't do it Tuesday night. Let's make it Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, I'll just get with you guys and we'll get it worked out, because Tuesday night's going to be Super Tuesday.
Okay, but certainly
everyone
should work as hard as they can where there are caucus states, and maybe I'll be glad to be proven wrong. If there's caucuses where they aren't dependent on a secret computer count, everyone should work as hard as they can to try to get as many delegates as possible for Ron Paul. I don't mean to discourage any activity. So.
No, I mean, and they're saying that he's got a pretty good shot in Maine. He was the only candidate to visit Maine. So we'll see, you know, and he's got a pretty good organization up there. So we'll see how well they do in Maine. And they've got a 3-day caucus. So we won't know till Sunday night where that stuff stands.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to just jump in real quickly and respond to Gary. And I'd like to encourage any of the people out there who have meetup groups to understand that it was the meetup groups that chose Dr. Paul, not Dr. Paul choosing the meetup groups.
Yeah.
We have a big task. But in this last, you know, since May when I got our group started, we have learned a tremendous quantity about how to become effective politically. And we've woke up a great number of people in our areas. So let's not let this fizzle out and fall with a gladiator on the field, so to speak. Let us use this as the launch pad, if you will, for a precinct-driven system of government reawakening across the entire nation, and let's carry this on to the year 2012 and take our country back.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Paul has said in a recent 11-minute video that he's going to go on. His chief of staff was on a conference call nationally a week ago. Tom Lizardo said he wants to see this built into a citizen organization. So what our humorous caller, the guy that was being humorous a few callers ago, said carry this on is absolutely must be
right.
Done, and that's of course that's maybe what is for the next show. Practically, what is going to happen? Different contingencies and what to do in those contingencies. We could just bat that around with the callers and so forth.
Right, because in the end, gentlemen, this has always been about us, and it will always remain about us. We may have somebody holding the flag and being the standard bearer at one particular time or another, but in the end, it all comes back to what you and I do or don't do.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for being on the program tonight. I'll get with each of you, and we'll try to get a show worked out for next week so we can come back in and just keep this going. We'll do as many shows as we need to do to get it all fleshed out so everybody can learn. I mean, most of us haven't even heard this stuff. I mean, they're not even teaching civics anymore.
That's right.
That's a shame, gentlemen. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
find somebody.
Thank you, Jim.
Sure.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country, and we're going to do it. Failure is not an option. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday night. Gold.